to The Pastor Spot, a weekly radio ministry of Community Christian Fellowship. My name is Nate Redmond, and I'm happy to introduce our host via telephone today, Pastor Steve Whitaker. Pastor Steve, are you with us?
I am with you. How do I sound on your end?
Hey, you sound good and clear, buddy.
Good, good. Hey, great to be here. Once again, I am a little remote tonight. I was remote the other day. I'll tell you what, I have just been running in 30 directions, and I love sitting in studio. However, sometimes you just can't be.
Right.
Did you get that off, Nate? You got the... Okay, the opening's off. Yeah, it's been a pretty good week. We've been busy. I'm just wrapping up a job with a friend of mine. I think you guys might have... I know you guys met Clint Calvin. He's a fellow that I brought in that had been in the accident and had all the major
yes.
surgeries on his head and his skull. And anyway, I'm spending some time with him today. But it's been a good day. It's been a good week. Boy, fall's sneaking up on us right around the corner. I do want to mention that Community Christian Fellowship every first Sunday in October, which is this Sunday coming up, am I right? 25th? No, next Sunday, excuse me. It's a week from Sunday will be our annual fall festival in the park. It's in the park in Prospect. And this year we are having pork loin smoked and a lot of good food. And we've got a huge bounce house ordered for the kids. And we'll have some live music and oh, just a really good time. A lot of crafts for the kids. And, you know, it doesn't cost anything. It's at 3 o'clock on Sunday, first Sunday in October. And it'll be right there at the shelter houses in the middle of the Prospect Park. So we want to make sure everybody knows about that. And just got a lot of stuff going on. Believe it or not, we're just about to get ready to... this is our 12th annual... not only Day in the Park, but also our 12th annual Christmas blessing we'll be doing for Christmas. And for all the families that are in the Elgin District, which does include, you know, some of those folks we reach in the Marion. But we have we collect toys and things between now and about 2 weeks before Christmas. And then we have our huge Christmas blessing where people come and shop for stuff. It's just a wonderful time. And I also don't want to forget to tell you that we're going to be kicking off Team Kid in another week or so. And that is every other Tuesday, and it's from 6 o'clock till 6:30, excuse me, 6:30 to 8 o'clock in the evening. Kids from kindergarten all the way up through 6th grade at the church, 209 East Water Street in Prospect. And they register when they come for the first time and check in every week, and there's a great story lesson time. They have crafts and snack, and it's just a great time. Actually a good time for mom and dad to get away too for a while. But a lot of neat things going on. How about on your end, Nate?
Hey, I'll tell you what, it is a wonderful time of the year. time to be busy and have some cookouts, and it sounds like a great time that you've got some great things coming up. Sounding good.
Yeah, we really do. And it's just, I always enjoy this time of year. The leaves start to turn, and you realize the projects you didn't get done all summer are just going to have to wait, so you kind of accept that.
Yeah, right.
And it's also a time when all of us want to, I know on my end, everybody wants to shed a few pounds heading into winter, because wintertime, you know you're going to pack them on, right?
Right.
Hey, you know, another event that I don't know that a lot of people know about is tomorrow. Tomorrow is See You at the Pole at all the schools. And I know at Elgin we do it at 7 o'clock in the morning for the high school and 9 o'clock for the elementary school. And traditionally what that is, for those that don't know what it is students gather around the flagpole at the school, and they it's a time where they come together in prayer, and it's student-led, and they pray for whatever they want to pray about. I know typically what we do is after the opening, we just stand around in a really large circle, and parents are invited to come. Anyone's invited to come, actually. And the students are there, and we stand in a huge, huge circle and join hands, and we go around the circle. And anyone who has desires to pray about anything they want to pray about, they can pray. And that's an annual thing that's been going on in the United States for a long time now. And it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Yes. I've been a few years, but I've attended one. Let's see. I think at a little school down in Delaware, I believe it was, I attended one. And those, it's just a nice time to get together and pray, just for the school and for the country and for each other, isn't it?
It really is, and it's just a great, it's a wonderful time of, and, you know, a lot of people don't think you can pray at a school, but you know, when it's student-led, you can. And it's great to understand that and for people to know that. So, have you got any plans for fall?
Well,
any big plans coming up?
Well, we always like to go south and look at the leaves, like Old Man's Cave area. But there's a little spot down in Vinton County that we'd like to go to. Lake Hope is the name of it. And it's just a beautiful little area, and the leaves turn. We always like to go down there about October, and they have some cabins, and sometimes we like to stay a night or two at the cabin, the wife and I. And so we always look forward to going down to southern Ohio and watching the leaves change this time of year. And we also have a trip planned in a couple weeks to Myrtle Beach, so we're looking forward to that.
Well, that sounds great. I know one place you can go next weekend, and that's to the our celebration in the park, our Fall Harvest Fest celebration in the park.
Yeah.
Is on that Sunday. You're more than welcome to come and bring your wife and anyone you'd like to. It's a great time. It really is. We have hay rides for the kids, and just a lot of fun stuff going on. Really is. Well, kids are all settled back in school now. And it's a really good opportunity for them to get settled in and start the work routine again. And I hope most of the schools have their Fellowship of Christian Athletes kicking off. And I hope you know that we're keeping, it's important to me that we keep our teachers and all of our administrators and just all the kids in prayer. You know, prayer accomplishes much. I think you know that. And when we can't expect things to go just all hunky-dory when we don't communicate with God. You know, God is the God created us, and He created us for a relationship. And you can't relate very well without some form of communication. And our communication with God is obviously through prayer, through the reading of His Word, and through the leading of the Holy Spirit. And you know, those are three things that are all together. And you can't have one without the other. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's truth.
And it's a, but it is really an important thing that we need to do continually. You know, make a list, put on your refrigerator, get up every morning, do whatever you need to do, but make sure that you remember to pray every day and open the Word of God and read. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't need to read the Bible. The Holy Spirit talks to me. Well, I think they're a little mistaken, because what the Holy Spirit's going to do is illuminate what you're reading in the Scripture. So you definitely have to read Scripture. You know, fall's also a wonderful time to start getting your family back in the habit of going to church. And, you know, it's just something that a lot of families don't do like they used to. Do you know that 50 years ago, 97% of the families in the United States attended church?
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
And now it's under 30% of the families.
Hmm.
And I honestly have to say, in looking at it, it kind of coincides with how socially and morally we've gone down in our country, and all the problems that have arisen that we've never seen problems before. I think you can remember, you're old enough to remember, I don't know, you're not as old as I am, but, you know, when we were kids, we just took off for the day, and it was safe. And we'd pack a lunch, and sometimes my brother and I'd grab a fishing pole or go down to the creek or do whatever, and nobody worried about us till it was time to be home. And nowadays, you know, parents got to know where their kids are every minute, and they need to, because you don't know what's going to happen to them. And we have just really been on such a decline morally. And I think that it coincides with the decline of people giving their life to Christ and reading the Word of God and implementing those values in their homes and in their families. We've taken away that hope factor.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
So, anyway, that's just some of the things I had on my mind. But what have you been up to? How's the radio program going on your end? Good?
Oh, yeah. We're doing good with our trivia every Wednesday. Yep.
You know, something I'd like to do sometime on the show is some Bible trivia.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know, part of the show have some Bible trivia. And actually, Terry asked me, you know, Terry and I were talking about doing a particular theme each week of something we were going to talk about and prepare for from week to week. And we could fit some trivia into that, possibly. You know, I'll tell you, this area that I'm calling from, this remote location, is a house that I'm out right now. And it's in Prospect. And, excuse me. It is a house that was built in the early 1800s, and you can't tell it now because it's been added on to and changed. But when I was removing some plaster in one of the rooms, and I found that it had 18-inch squared-off logs is what this house is built out of.
Wow.
And the basement is got logs that still have the bark on them as the foundation of this house. And I just think it's amazing to see the craftsmanship that went into these things many, many years ago. And it's kind of like, you know, but you know, you really think about it, how short time is. You know that life goes so fast. And the things that we do, it seems like yesterday I was 30 and today I'm twice that. And, you know, it really, this house, even though it was the mid-1800s, it really was not that long ago, was it?
No. Time flies.
And you know, when you're young, you think you have everything ahead of you. And, you know, people ask me, well, when's a good time to start going to church? I say now. You know, life gets away from you, and life can be cut so short so fast. We just had an accident here locally in town last week where a young man is still in his 20s, lost his life in a car accident. And I guarantee you, he didn't get up that morning thinking that was going to happen. And life can be cut short so quickly, that we really need to have hope, and we really need to know that we're secure. Our families need to know that we're secure and they're secure. I find it very sad when people lose family members and they don't have no hope, or they don't know where their family member is. You know, I thank God every day that I know where my children are going to be if that would happen. And they're going to be with God, and I can rest in that and take comfort in it. And while you can grieve for missing people, and you certainly do, you have the joy that knowing that it's not final. And that's the joy so many are missing by not being taught the truth of the gospel and God and his plan for the world. And, you know, the fact that he loves us so dearly that he sent his son to die for us and to cover all the sin. You know, it's kind of funny. People talk about Christians always talking about sin. No, what we talk about is the fact that we all have sin, but it can be forgiven, and Christ paid for it on the cross. We don't live walking around thinking about sin all the time. I live walking around thinking about, thank God I don't have to worry about sin all the time. You know, there's great freedom in that, don't you think?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much great freedom in knowing that your sins have been forgiven, And you don't have to worry about that stuff. I know that my favorite day is Sunday, and it's not just because I'm a pastor. I love Sunday. I love seeing the people come to church. We have such a wonderful body of people in the church that care about each other, and they come from all walks of life. And none of them dress the thing. You would just never guess. No one's going to look at someone in our church outside of church and go, oh, you must go to that church, because you'd never guess it. But one thing you would probably find in common with most people that go to our church is they're going to be the same people in the street as they are in the church. And they're going to be welcoming and caring people that help other people and do things for them continually. And that's the kind of church that I love showing up at every Sunday. And love being there and just reaching out to people. And it's just such a joy to have that. I don't think that people today really understand everything that they're missing by not being in church and finding that. I will admit out there, the fact is, and I think you would agree with me, Terry, that the church is, by definition, the body of Christ. And the church, by definition, is a group of people that have given their lives to Jesus Christ, and they are living for Christ. They believe that he died and rose again and died for their sins on the cross, and they accept that free gift that he gives them, and that's what a Christian is. That is what the church is, by definition. There's a lot of buildings that are called churches that are about religion, and being a Christian is not about religion, it's about relationship. And unfortunately, there's a lot of buildings out there and groups of people, I call them social organizations, that call themselves a church. You know, it's like it was described in Scripture, you know, that they claim to know God, but they deny his power. And they're not a true church.
Right.
And people go to those, and they come away hollow and empty and think, well, why am I doing this? This isn't what I thought it would be. My life's not changing. I'm not getting joy out of this. This is just a social club. And that's not the church. And if you're in a church like that, you need to find one that is truly the church, that is a body of people that have given their lives to Christ, that they believe in the whole, honest, straightforward Word of God, as the Word of God, that it's honest and true and reliable, and that they stand firm on the Word of God, and they want to be biblically obedient, but they have great joy in the freedom of that. It's not constraining. It's freeing. Don't you believe so?
Oh, I believe that. Mm-hmm. I'm with you 100%.
I know that when I open the Bible and I read the Word, I see so many things that come to me that, wow, that's great to know, or comforting, or a problem or something I'm dealing with, and by reading the Word of God and by being there, it gives me that sense of, I'll read something and I'll say, oh, great, I needed that for the day, or I needed that for the moment, or I read something that comes in such clarity to me that I want to share it with other people, and I that's the joy of being part of the body of Christ, of studying the Word of God, and doing those things. So, anyway, I just wish more people would do that, because it is just such a blessing to know that no matter where you go, no matter what you do, Christ is walking with you. And it is, wow, are people missing out? You know what I mean? Look at all the empty things people go after. Alcohol to make them feel better. Why does alcohol need to make you feel better? Because you don't feel good. Why do people spend like crazy? Because they need a boost. Everything they do is because they need a boost. And if Christ fills your life, and if Christ is at the center of it, that's the void that's filled. You know, someone said something to me interesting a few weeks ago that I'd never heard before. And they said, you know, there's no such thing as a void. I said, what? A void is filled with something. It always is. Even if it's filled just with air. But when you have a void in your life, as we all do have a void, we're born with a void in our life. And that void needs to be filled with Christ, and he designed us that way. So that we would want to be filled with him. But if we don't fill it with Christ, we've got to fill that emptiness somewhere. And we maybe fill it with food, we can fill it with desire to be popular, we can fill it with having to have nice things, we can fill it with alcohol and our friends and our parties, and we can fill it with sexual deviancy. I hate to even talk about that stuff, but it's so prevalent today. But there's always something. I say this, if God's not filling the void in your life, Satan's going to find something to fill it with. And we need to understand that even if we fill that void with the wrong thing, that we can turn our life around and we can give it to Christ, and he'll wipe our slate clean of every sin we've ever done in our life, and he can fill that void. Isn't that wonderful? What a wonderful message that is. And so there's hope. You know, I've heard people say, Pastor, you don't know what I've done in my life. No, and they don't know what I've done in mine either. And my point being, there's no sin beyond God's reach. Christ died for all of them. None at all. I had someone say something to me the other, we were having a conversation the other day. You remember Gacy, the Son of Sam killer?
Yes.
That killed all those people and said that his dog made him do it or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He was a serial killer years ago. Well, you know, when he went to prison, he had hit rock bottom, and he had a change in his life, and he gave his life to Christ and confessed all his sin. And you know that that man today still claims to be a Christian. He goes to Bible studies and holds Bible studies in prison. He reads the Bible every day. He prays with people. Now, someone could say, you know, oh, that's just ridiculous. He's just doing it to get in good with whatever or get out. He's never going to get out, and he knows it. He's not going to get in good with anybody by being a Christian in prison, because, quite frankly, he's going to be ridiculed more than if he wasn't. And when it comes to the forgiven sin in our life, you know, what God says, one sin's as bad as another. So even though what he did was completely off the rails, it's forgivable. And you can change your life. You know, people forget that the Apostle Paul in the Bible was killing Christians before he was the Apostle Paul. And he was doing it unrealizing that what he was doing was, he thought what he was doing was right for Judaism. But it wasn't, and it was wrong. And all of us have done things that need forgiven. I don't think anyone should ever feel like they're a lost cause, because there's no such thing. And, you know, I want that message to be clear to people every day, that they are not a lost cause, and they don't need to think that they're a lost cause, because Jesus always says that he stands at the door and knocks, and if you'll open it to him, that he'll come in. And he's knocking on the door of your heart all the time. And there's just no reason for this hopelessness. You know, our young people need to know this. Older, they need to know it. Mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, friend, neighbor, anyone, mentor, take those kids to church and introduce them to Jesus Christ. Let them know that there's hope in their life. You know, they don't have to be, you know, who was it? Hank Williams Jr. wrote the song, if I get drunk and sing all night long or whatever it was, it's a family tradition. You know, a lot of people are caught up in this generational sin. Well, my dad was a heroin addict, and that's probably where I'll end up. No, you don't have to be that. You can break that cycle and turn your life to Christ and do what you're supposed to. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Oh, it is. It is. Best news around.
Do you have any examples you can give me of people you know whose lives have been drastically changed? You don't have to be particular about it.
Oh yeah, I have an uncle who was just a mean fellow. He was just something. He was something else, and God got a hold of him, and he is a totally different person today. And he's still,
isn't that amazing?
Yep, he's still a little gruff, but no, he's a totally different person today, and you be around him and not too long, and he's talking about the Lord, and he still has some of his hobbies. He still likes to, you know, ride his motorcycle, but he and his wife have a good relationship, and he totally.
Hey, God doesn't take those hobbies away.
No.
I got a lot of friends.
Yeah,
I got a lot of friends who are Christian bikers, and they were bikers before they knew the Lord, and they're bikers now. But they do something different now. They do good things, and they use it for their ministry. And I was down in South Carolina on a mission trip a while back, helping some other churches that have come up here and helped us too. And it was Mission Week, and I went out with a group of guys on their bikes, evangelizing in the bars, the biker bars, and going in and just sitting down and talking to those guys and shooting pool with them. And, you know, hey, you know, we got to reach them. Got to reach everyone where they're at.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. Just reach them where they're at. That's it.
And, you know, a lot of times people say to me, oh, Pastor, you don't understand, you're a pastor. You know what they don't understand? Is one, I wasn't always a pastor. And B, you know, I do understand. I've lived that, you know, I've had a rough side to my life when I was younger. And so many people do. And it doesn't matter, because I'm not judging them anyway. You know, I choose not to judge anyone. I will tell you what the Bible says is sin and what it doesn't, and we all need to repent. But, you know, I welcome anyone to come and be introduced to the Word of God. And I don't care what you've done, how you're living, what you look like. What a wonderful thing when we can do that. Hey, you know what? I am going to, if it's all right with you, if you want to kick something on for the last 15 minutes, I'm going to cut us a little short tonight. I just wanted to share that tonight. I wanted to share my testimony and about people coming to Christ, the importance of it. I want to tell people that we are at 209 East Water Street in Prospect. Our phone number is 740-494-2222. You can also reach us at prospectccf.com. And if you call the church at 494-2222 and ask for me, if I'm not there, I promise I'll call you back. We have Sunday morning services. We have Bible study hour at 9:30, worship hour at 10:30, and we have youth group at 6:30 in the evening. And they've been having some great times lately. I know this weekend they're going skating, which will be great. And then we have Bible study on Sunday evening, and we have three different Bible studies on Wednesday at the church. We have two at 6:30, one I lead, and then there's one that all the ladies are doing right now on hospitality, and they're having a great time with that. And then another fellow, Ted Sauter, lives more towards Delaware. He holds a Bible study at his house that starts at 7, and I think they're in Revelation right now. But like I said, we've got Team Kid coming up. I'd really encourage, I don't care where you live, bring your kids to Team Kid. They'll have a great time. It's every other Tuesday, starting in October, and it will be, I believe it starts, I think it's the first and third. I'll correct that next show if it isn't. But anyway, the kids have a great time. Gives mom and dad a good chance to drop off the kids while they're being chaperoned and maybe go run to the grocery store real quick or something and or get out for a few minutes, have an ice cream cone without the kids, right?
But, there you go.
Or whatever you need to do. But Team Kid's a great time. And like I said, please remember, see you at the pool at the schools tomorrow. That's an important thing that we continually pray. And, hey, how do you like that new studio?
Hey, it's nice and comfortable. Yes, indeed. Right here downtown.
I wish I had spent more time in it. I will. My things are, I'm getting some things put to bed. We've had some... I've had a lot of people I've needed to help lately, and fill-ins for some people that couldn't do some things and whatnot. And between the school and church and you know, last week I had 10 grandkids showing at the Delaware County Fair, different animals and projects. And I'm a 4-H advisor, and my wife is a 4-H organizational advisor. Kind of interesting, we're a Delaware club, but we meet in Prospect, which is Marion County. But she has 43 kids in her group, and we were busy last week, really busy. One thing that they did that was really cool last week, they did a thing called the Alpha Group came in with kids with developmental disabilities, and all the kids that showed livestock, from rabbits and chickens all the way to llamas and cows, and they didn't use pigs, but dogs, cattle, they taught those kids individually how to show the animal and a little bit about them, and then they interviewed them. And my grandson, Eli, I was so proud of him. He taught a boy how to walk and show a dairy heifer, and that kid was so excited. Well, he was a grown man by now, but anyway, he was just walking it continually, and what a blessing to do stuff like that, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Just so yeah. Much so. Yeah, definitely.
Well, friend, I'm going to sign off. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, we'll come up with something for the last 15 minutes.
Well, just God bless you, and I will talk to you later.
All right, Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Community Christian Fellowship on the Pastor Spot. Have a good
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
God bless.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye. This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.